It used to be that aspiring musicians learned to play piano or electric guitar. With the rise of rap and hip-hop, young players learned to perform music with turntables. Now, a new generation, raised on the World Wide Web, is creating and performing music on laptop computers. Critic Will Hermes has been listening.
A few months ago, I found myself standing in a sold-out nightclub, clutching my Sierra Nevada, and craning my neck to see two guys on stage. Granted, there wasn't a lot to see. One was sitting down in front of an Apple PowerBook computer. The other was standing up in front of an Apple PowerBook, along with some other electronic tchotchkes. And the music sounded something like this. Group was the San Francisco-based Matmos, Drew Daniel and Martin Schmidt, and they make music primarily by shaping and editing audio samples on laptop computers. Their latest release is a concept LP called A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure, and it's dedicated to their dads, who are both doctors. It's built up mainly from sounds of surgeons at work. On one track, it's laser eye surgery. On another, the sound of liposuction is turned into a cheeky little disco number. Laptop musicians are responding to the sophisticated sound editing software and high-speed processors in these new machines by making electronic music that's denser, busier, and more intricate than ever. In fact, in the wake of the dot-com implosion, laptop electronica seems like the only growth industry in computer land. And it comes in all shapes and sizes. Some of it's sample-based and looks back to the music concrète traditions of mid-century composer Pierre Schaeffer. Sometimes it focuses on more purely electronic sounds. It can be gentle, like the music of Japan's Nobukazu Takamura. Or the music can be more aggressive, like Manuel de Prado, a stylistic chameleon who records under the moniker Kid 606. Laptop music is tricky to present live. For the most part, it's not quite dance music, but it isn't being embraced by concert hall promoters either. So artists like Kid 606 and Nobukazu Takamura are ending up mainly in rock clubs, where audiences are retailing their expectations of what live performance means. A lot of laptoppers use video projections on stage. Some are hooking up with rappers. And others, like Germany's Chicks on Speed, are somewhere in between performance artists and old-fashioned rock bands. They jump around and actually sing songs, like this digitized B-52s cover.
She cuts her hair and calls his name.
Laptop music is more an approach than a genre. There's laptop rock, laptop classical, laptop hip-hop, and laptop jazz, even laptop folk. And why not? The laptop is more portable than an acoustic guitar, and potentially just as expressive. Does it really matter whether a musician is running fingers over nylon strings or a mouse pad? It's the music that counts. But will laptop music ever reach a mass audience? Well, if a record like Radiohead's Kid A, which is very heavily influenced by laptop techniques, can debut at number one on the Billboard charts, then anything is possible. In the meantime, though, somebody at Macintosh definitely needs to come up with a sexier interface.
Will Hermes is a senior contributing writer for Spin Magazine.